Hello world, welcome to another episode of At The Movies with Colin Mill. I am your host, Colin Mill. I'm here with my co-host this evening. Introduce yourself.
Annalisa.
Styled by Lisa Nicole.
Oh God.
You know, shameless plug. But it's been a while since I've done an episode of At The Movies, but I've seen plenty of movies. It's just, you know, a few of the reviews will end up somewhere on Colinmill.com, or it will show up on, at you know, Birds of the Beach podcast or Mac and Miles radio. But, you know, At The Movies is specifically the show all about the movies. You know, on this show, we talk about the latest movies that's coming out. We talk about the movies we have seen recently and, you know, other movie news and stuff like that, you know. So, before we get into our movie reviews, because I've seen a few films with this woman here recently.
Yes.
But, I want to talk about the new Sonic trailer. Have you seen the new Sonic trailer yet?
No, I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
Have you seen the picture of how Sonic look?
It looks creepy.
It looks very, very creepy.
It's very creepy. I didn't see the trailer. I think that's why I didn't see it, because it was like creeping me out.
There's two pictures of two animated characters that just came out that creeped me out. One was Sonic. The other one was Lilo and Stitch. And it was see how Stitch is going to look in live
action.
Yeah,
and it looked creepy.
It's like,
oh,
what is that?
God,
what is
so...
that? Kill it! Kill it! You know, just like...
Yeah, no, people were like... Did you see the comments? They were like, the fuck? That's not Lilo. That's a monster.
Stitch. You mean Stitch.
Stitch, yeah. That's not Stitch. Like, that's a fucking monster.
People were terrified of that.
Yo, on Instagram, I saw that shit on Instagram. They had a picture and everything, and it was like, that's fucking Stitch. Like,
and it's crazy because, you know,
it was like crazy, and like his mouth was open with the sharp teeth. It was so like realistic. It, like, if you saw that monster in person, you know, like, you would not be like, oh, that's so cute. No,
Disney's gone too far with this photorealistic stuff. Disney's gone too far. You know, we was okay with the Jungle Book. We was okay with Dumbo. We was okay with Lion King being all photorealistic.
Oh, I'm seeing the Lion King.
Stitch, yeah, went a little too far with Stitch.
And they did Aladdin.
But what it called?
I mean, Aladdin didn't really have that much. You got
the parrot.
The parrot, yeah.
You got the monkey. The flying
carpet. Yeah, it's not really like anything like
photorealistic. Yeah, you know, if you don't have flying carpets, to be like, oh, that's a photorealistic flying carpet.
Get the fuck out of here. I want to ride on that flying carpet.
Well, you will be able to on May 24th when Aladdin comes in theaters, you know.
Well, I saw the Broadway show. It was so amazing. Like, I teared up.
You think that's why they picked the Black Genie? Because the Black Genie's on Broadway?
Ooh, good point. I forgot about that. He was a Black Genie. But I'm not too sure. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think that if... Yo, rest in peace. But if Robin Williams was still alive, what? They would have been like, yo... come through.
It's possible because they brought back James Earl Jones for Mufasa for Lion King.
Exactly. Thank you.
It's very possible.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, yo, if Robin Williams was still alive, yo, like, Aladdin, I hold close to my heart because growing up, like, that was, like, physically, like, female-wise, my first colored princess. Yes, Lion King came out. That's considered, like, you know, black or whatever.
Mm.
But, sadly,
I mean,
they represent it as animals.
Wait, you're talking about... Oh, Lion King you're talking about.
Yeah, Lion King.
Oh, yeah, it was in Africa.
But, Aladdin, princess-wise, physically... that was my first colored princess.
I mean, where's South Arabia? It's not in...
It's Arabia.
Arabia.
They're Arabic, and like
everybody. That's not near Africa, near Egypt.
Yes.
So technically, those are African princes, and
no.
They don't count. No. Not in the
I
Asia
think it's
side.
Like East.
Are they in the Asian
East,
side?
I think so. East Asia.
I got. This is why I failed geography, because I never paid attention to where everybody is on the side of the earth.
Don't take my word. I'm just saying. I think it is because like they're like Indianish. So, anyways, like Indian is considered Asian anyway. People don't notice that, but it's true.
Well,
but with Aladdin, like the crazy thing is, people were getting mad. They were like, "Oh, they."
Sorry, y'all.
They picked an Arabic actor to play.
A British Arabic, yeah. Something like that, right?
No. Not even British. Don't even add the British part. An Arabic guy to play Aladdin, and he's supposed to be Indian. Meanwhile, the famous song, Arabian Nights.
Uh-huh.
Where's that based from? Please, say.
Go on.
No, say it. I want you to say it. Please.
Arabia Nights done in Arabia?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
But, I mean...
But he's Arabic. So, yes. So what's the problem?
People are going to pick and choose and argue about whatever. Because right now...
Please, Cool Runnings. They had no Jamaican characters in there. All Americans speaking horrible patois. But then people are, mad because there's an Arabic guy that's
people
playing...
People get butthurt about everything. Right now, people are butthurt because Captain Marvel wasn't a gay black woman. They were it got to be diversity. We're going to talk about diversity. She should have been the gay black woman.
They're working on that. Don't they have, something coming up, Marvel? With a black superhero? I think it's, a show or something.
I mean, Marvel got a couple
black
heroes.
It's a young girl, and she's, black or something. She's, a superhero. They're working on that right now.
Marvel got a lot of series working on
it. So, the fuck?
And I think Lee Daniels is doing a gay superhero movie, too.
Yes! Oh, and they also...
What?
I saw it on Instagram.
What'd you saw on Instagram?
This was... Last year in December, that's when Christmas is coming, the season.
Uh-huh.
They had their first two gay Santa Claus, and they were a couple.
Do we? I guess. I mean, I don't
Why
know.
You look so stressed.
The problem with me is, the fact that we need to make a gay Santa Claus, this is okay, I this is what, you know.
He's giving the gifts, homie.
I mean, regular Santa Claus, we barely even talk about Mrs. Claus to begin with. So now we started reading. Technically, it's a male.
So we have to talk about how Santa.
So is this Mr. and Mrs. Claus? Mr. and Mr. Claus? Mm-hmm.
Mr. and Mr. Yep, two Misters. Unless one wants to be a Miss. Who knows?
I mean, my question is then who's the real Santa then? Who's the one who's delivering the gift?
And who's the one? Manchos. Manchos, guys. Get it when you need it.
Guys, I know y'all hearing a whole lot of sound effects. Y'all hearing rain and y'all hearing potato chips. So excuse the sound effects.
It's oh, shit.
But, hey, everybody needs representation.
Oh,
my only problem is when we finally get... Hold on. Wait for me to eat these chips. Let me tell you this real quick while it's on my mind.
Oh, God.
My problem when it comes to representation for different people, when people finally get their representation, they don't show up. They don't show up.
What do you mean by showing up?
Prime example. Today, I saw a movie called El Chiquino. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. It's El Chiquino.
Oh, I remember you talking about the Mexican...
It's basically a Mexican Batman. He's basically Mexican Batman. Basically, Zorro with a gun. Basically, Hellraiser in East L.A., Ghost Rider, I should say, in East L.A.
My dad still talk about that movie till this day.
The thing about this movie... What, East L.A.?
No, Ghost Rider.
Oh. The thing about this film, it's co-written, directed by, Spanish director. It's full Spanish cast. There's, a few white people in there. It's produced by the guy who did the A-Team movie. He did, he did a lot of... I forgot what other action movies he did. The Grey. You ever seen The Grey?
Did he do Miss Bala?
No, he didn't do Miss Bala.
Oh, yeah. But Miss Bala was, fully...
Yeah, but Miss Bala...
Spanish.
I saw Miss Bala in theaters.
People
did come to see Miss Bala, though. That's interesting. But this Bala had a bigger release, though. I saw him in Miss Bala.
When you told me what you were going to see today, with George Lopez, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck.
Bruh, when I said it wasn't marketed at all, if it wasn't for the YouTube clip and the Twitter and the Instagram, I would never know the movie came out this week. I've been following this movie for a while. And I really, was like, dang, when is this movie coming out? Because everybody's talking about Avengers. Avengers, 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 Avengers. Well, I was at the movie today. I ran into my nephew with his son. And they were watching Avengers. And, everybody got the costumes and everything. Now, granted, I did see Avengers 3 times, but we'll save that for a whole nother podcast. But I'm sitting there in El Chiquino, and it's two other people in there. One Spanish woman, another Spanish man. This theater could fit 127 people. There was only 3 of us in there. Only 3. And I'm sitting here I'm not even Spanish. Why am I, granted.
You're part Spanish.
I guess, I get it. If you want to talk about my daddy's side of the family, then yes, there's Cuban and Dominican and all that stuff. But.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, though, it's just like, I hate the fact, like, if there's not any other race, people don't come support. And, you know, sometimes their own race don't come support. Everybody was going
to but think about it. Black Panther, though.
Black Panther was a Marvel movie. That don't count. I don't count Black Panther. Black Panther. Because some people only came to see Black Panther to see how connected to all the other Marvel movies. You have to see Black Panther to understand.
Nah, but, like, people were wearing dashiki and all that stuff. Like, they were going in.
That was all marketing. I always believe that was a marketing stunt. I always believe somebody at Disney like, yo, we need to send some black folks to the movie.
Because
those videos were posted before the movies even came out. I'll never forget it. It was like 2 weeks before the movie. Niggas were showing up to the movie theater in dashikis. I'm like, Black Panther don't even come out for 2 weeks. Why are y'all doing that? What are they doing? That's why I'm like, nah, somebody did this. This was a marketing stunt. I don't believe it. Maybe in Africa, but that's probably how they dress all the time to the movies. That wasn't just for Black Panther.
Acting like America is like the world. No, nigga.
I'm saying.
There's other places were released earlier. Did you ever think about that? Other countries and stuff, they were released
and
earlier.
They probably were wearing dashikis for every movie.
Get the fuck out of here. People were wearing dashikis like...
And that movie didn't even deserve dashikis. Where were y'all when Roots came out? I mean, Roots never came to theaters.
Oh my God. Roots? Oh my Lord. I was sleeping. I had to do a book report. I had to do everything.
You talking about the old one? You're talking about the older one? There's a reboot.
Oh no, I didn't see no reboot. I saw the original Kunta Kinte.
Kunta Kinte's in a reboot?
No. The original.
No, he in the reboot too. The guy, the actor who played Kunta Kinte.
So what, he played the father or the grandfather?
Nah, he just played another slave.
Oh God.
Just another random
slave. Nah, the Roots, like, my parents were like, let's watch it. I'm like, and I was like, no. I was in elementary school. I'm like, no, I'm good. Then I had to do it as a book report. I'm like, fuck. Well, and then I'm like, Mom, Dad, can you watch this with me? Because I knew that they knew.
So if you didn't have to do it for a report, you would never watch it?
No. Lies. Maybe years later. Like, I did watch it years later, but, mm-hmm. like, not fully throughout mm-hmm. how it was back then. But I did watch it, and it was fucking long. It was, like, half of my life.
Well, I remember when I was 14 years old in Haiti, I saw a film called Desperado 2, which wasn't really Desperado 2, which is a different name for Once Upon a Time in Mexico, starring Salma Hayek, Antonio Banderas, Enrique Iglesias, Johnny Depp.
Familiar.
It's a really good movie, directed by Robert Rodriguez. And that
a lot of attractive people in that movie.
And I was like, this is one of my favorite movies of all time, you know? And since then, even if it wasn't about Americans or it wasn't about black people, I knew I wanted to go see a film and understand different people's cultures, even though their culture wasn't that far from our culture. But, that's how I felt when I wanted to go see El Chiquino today. Because I was like, I'm going to support. You know, the same way I supported it, you know, Once Upon a Time in Mexico, I'm going to support this film. So, I'm sitting down. The movie starts banging. And I'm like, oh, because I was afraid. Because, you know, when some movies have, you know, recognizable faces, that doesn't mean it's good. You know, movies like The Trap.
Oh, God.
You know, Thriller.
I was supposed to say that.
You know, and then I'm just like, I hope this is not one of the cases where...
Wait, no, there was another bootleg movie that we saw. I mean...
Wait, you're talking about Thriller with RZA?
Yes.
Like, I was hoping it wasn't one of those. I was just like, please, Lord, don't make it just a good trailer and a bad movie. Because that happens. You see a good trailer, bad movie. And the way the movie started, you know, starts off, and then you just a lot of OGs in this movie.
Oh, and guys, another movie, too. Only for One Night.
Only for One Night?
I think it was directed by Chris Stokes.
Anything by Chris Stokes is flaky. There's never been an unflaky Chris. The only good Chris Stokes movie out there is You Got Served.
Carucci was in the movie.
You
she
Got
was
Served
the main star.
Is the best of anything he's ever directed. And even that movie isn't that greatest of the movies of all time. But that's the best one he got.
But
I give it to him that he's trying. He's consistent.
But besides the whole cheesy movie stuff, since we're talking about cultural stuff.
Hold on, let me finish El Chiquino. Let me finish El Chiquino. I'm trying to finish this.
Okay, go.
So, I'm watching the movie. Mm-hmm. A lot of OGs are popping up. You see George Lopez. You see the Spanish dude from most of the... You see Trinidad, right?
No.
You seen Bruce Almighty?
Yes, but I don't remember.
Remember Hector? The guy who got the monkey in his butt?
No.
All right. Any movie that have you ever seen about East L.A. or that featured Spanish gangsters, everybody you've ever seen in those movies pop up in this movie. And it was like, oh, I know him.
Yeah, it's kind of like how, like, black movies were in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Every movie, Morris Chestnut, Sanaa Lathan, Gabrielle Union,
Yeah, for the black film.
Oh, Taye Diggs.
But I don't think I ever had seen a Spanish film with this many recognizable faces as like American Me. I don't know if you ever seen American Me.
No, I didn't.
Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to yourself. But I'm watching this movie and I'm like, yo, this is pretty badass. So I'm like, I gotta go on social media and see if anybody's talking about this movie. And barely anybody's talking about this movie.
Crickets.
It was like, and I'm looking up how much it's done so far. The movie has made $700,000 in theaters. And the budget is $8 million. So I'm like,
oh shit.
I'm like, this is not good. This is not good. And I'm like, I don't know whether
because of the stars. That's why it's $8 million. Like, no. It's the marks, $8 million because of that. Wait, but how was okay? You know me and you. You would watch like
the direction.
The bootleg,
I'm telling you,
the bootleg and everything.
Anna, there was nothing wrong with this movie. Direction.
Oh, wow.
The direction was
so
on point. The acting was on point. The lighting was on point. The sound was on point.
Scenes?
The music, the setting, the production design, everything was on point. They came with their A game for this movie.
Okay.
I was impressed. I was like, yes, this is
and
how you do it.
And that's why you were like, damn.
And I was so upset that there was nobody there to see this.
So that's why you were right about the whole marketing thing.
Right,
because
I'm like, this movie wasn't marketed properly.
People keep sleeping on marketing.
Like,
whoa.
Yeah, marketing is the biggest part of a movie.
And on top of that, with your profile on Instagram, that is your portfolio. Like, you have to have an aesthetic, like, just...
And people are talking shit about, like, critics are talking shit like, oh, this movie represents Latinos badly because they're still showing Latinos as gangsters and da-da-da-da-da. Like...
Well, I mean, it is what it is.
Like, and I'm like, bro, it was the done fuck? By Spanish folks. And I think what it is, turned some people off because the movie was about, oh, I'm a Mexican-American. I have rights to this country, too. Like, there was one part of the movie where there was, like, there was, yo, when the Bloods and Crips are fighting, they're not fighting for Africa. They're fighting for their land over here. They're fighting for Compton. So why do we have to only represent Mexico? We're part of this land, too. And I was like, holy shit. Okay, I get it.
Excuse the fuck out of me.
I was like, yo, this is some dope shit. I really like this movie. And then I looked around, and there's only two other people there. I'm like, this is sad. Nobody comes when it's time to be represented. And they get complained when movies don't represent us. And I was like, come on.
But no, but like, there is a movie that represents us, and I'm going to say it now.
What, Black Folks?
Can I say the movie?
Yeah, but I'm just asking. When you say represent us?
Oh, Black Folks. Yes. Okay. Like, and also, since, I mean, I don't want to say happy, but this is, what is it? Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes, it is.
And also, today is Cinco de Mayo.
Which is why I saw El Chiquino on today at all days.
That he talked about before and it was whack. Anyway, so...
El Chiquino was not whack. What are you talking about?
So, anyways, like I was going to say before he cut me off, I was going to say that due to this month, I feel like it fits with what I'm going to talk about.
Which movie?
With the movie I mentioned to you.
Which is?
Like, over a year ago, I think? So, there's this movie. It's called Mississippi Damned. And I watched it once. And when a movie is good to me, Carl, he would know. I would watch it 50 million times. I don't care what it is. I would know every single line. I would still watch it and like watch it like it's my first time watching it. But with Mississippi Damned, it's really good. But it's a lot to take in. It's super deep. It touched base with mental health, trauma, sexual abuse, alcoholism, drugs.
Who's in the film?
Abandonment. And this is one of her starting points too, which is so crazy.
Tessa Thompson?
Yes.
Tessa Thompson.
Uh-huh. Yes, she was the one that got molested by her cousin.
They went full Tyler Perry in here, huh?
Carl, I'm telling you.
Oh, it's pre-Tyler Perry.
Watch the... No, it's so... I'm like, yo, I can see you actually filming something like that. Like, it looked like it was so raw and, like, just like a regular, like, a home film, kind of.
Uh-huh.
But not really. Like, you could tell it's a movie, but it's, like, the cut was so raw. It wasn't like filtered or like, oh, it has to be specific lighting or whatever. Yeah. It was really good. That movie was so good, I couldn't even watch it again because, like, it was too much to take in.
Yeah, some movies you can never watch again.
And yeah. Oh, like, For Colored Girls, I heard.
I've seen For Colored Girls a couple of times.
Oh, no, some people told me that they couldn't watch it. I never watched it.
I was able to get through it. Movies like 12 Years a Slave, I was never able to watch
again. Oh, yeah, and that's crazy because...
What's crazy because what?
No. In that movie, Gabrielle Union was in that movie, right?
I think so. Or it was The Butler. I can't.
It was Gabrielle Union because
I saw both like, of those films. Played, I get confused.
She played.
There was a lot of slaves in both movies.
Like the slave was like raped.
Uh huh.
But you know, Gabrielle Union in the past she was raped before, right?
Was that The Butler or was that 12 Years?
No, 12 Years of Slavery. Gabrielle Union. And she was like, that was like one of her first times playing a rape victim.
No, I think you're talking about whatchamacallit, Birth of a Nation.
Oh yes.
I see. I'm like, I know. These movies are scarred in my memory. I'm like, I know.
Yeah, and they were like back to back though.
They were. That's why they're so confusing sometimes.
Okay. Like, yes. Thank you. Yes. Birth of a Nation.
Because if you're talking about 12 Years a Slave, the thing that was that was Lupita, and The Butler with Mariah Carey. Jesus, man, I can't stand these rape scenes. Oh.
Yeah, so that was Gabrielle. So, if you guys don't know, Gabrielle Union was raped at the age of 19. She was in college, and it was at her part-time job at, which is so crazy, Payless. I think that's when Payless just came out. And she was working there, and she was closing up. She was by herself, which I suggest any retail place or... any store or whatever, please don't leave one employee, especially a female employee, alone. Always have at least two or three people. But anyways, she was by herself and she was like getting ready to close up, whatever. This guy comes in, ready to rob the place. And I guess because when he saw her, you know, Gabrielle Union, she's a pretty girl. So I guess when he saw her, he held her at gunpoint and made her go into the back room, like the stock room, and then that's where he raped her at gunpoint.
Is he under the jail?
He went to jail. He ended up in jail. I think at one point, he wrote a note to her.
Oh God, saying what?
Like apologizing.
No words ever could fix that.
Oh no. And you know, Martin, you know, like Martin, the show, whatever,
Martin,
Gina,
yeah, mm-hmm.
The actress,
uh-huh.
You know, she was raped when she was three years old. And
her
rapist wrote to her.
Oh, God, that's great. That's so cringy to hear that.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's so strong. And like, and I commend like both Gabrielle Union and Tishina Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
No, Tisha Campbell.
Tisha Arnold and Tisha Campbell.
Tisha Campbell and then like Tishina Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
Tishina Arnold is Pam.
Yeah.
The one that played Pam. Yeah.
Doesn't name those get mixed
but
up a lot.
But Tisha Campbell, she mm-hmm. was the one that was raped at 3 years old, and her rapist wrote her a note, and then, like, actually, I think it was last year when she got back into music and she did this music video,
mm-hmm.
there was one scene, she wore all black,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, people think that black represents death. I feel like it represents new beginning. Like...
What?
That sounds satanic as hell. No, because people when they think about going to a funeral.
I hang around a lot of witches.
And you
Anna.
See people wearing black. It's like death, like something is like
that
ending.
Like
it's like
some witch shit, but okay.
But anyways, well, conspiracy.
It's not conspiracy,
like,
but okay. I'm
just
telling you.
I'm just telling you what I see, what I know.
Guys, okay.
Like if you listening to this, like conspiracy.
It's like conspiracy.
No, it's. Another episode.
Anything that makes her feel better.
Next time on.
Beyond belief. Anyway.
Oh my gosh. No, but okay. So,
while we're on the subject of black girls, let's do some black, let's talk some black girl magic. Because we've seen a couple films back to back with black girls.
Okay.
With black girl magic.
And what was that?
We saw Nobody's Fool, which had Takeda something, and what's her name? The new hot girl comedian. Tiffany Haddish and Whoopi Goldberg, the OG.
Which, oh, and Omar, what is his name?
Omar Hardwick. Hardwick.
Yeah, Hardwick, yeah.
Who I'm trying to, well, I'm trying, and it's crazy because that's the contest I'm doing tonight. You got the contest for Gentleman Jack Daniels, the Real to Real contest.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm like, I gotta go home and edit this video so I can go ahead and send it in before 11:59 tonight.
Okay, but why are you saying this right now on the podcast? You know what? Anyways.
But yes, Nobody's Fool, which was funny as hell.
But, you see, because I'm with a filmmaker watching this movie, which is, guys, I recommend, just do that. If you know someone that is into film and, like, they are creating their own content. But in the movie, and he knows what scene I'm going to talk about, when she said, let's talk. The cut, the mute, like the sound, everything was just weird.
Yeah, that was the only scene I had a problem with.
And he pointed it out, and I looked at him, like, even before he even pointed it out, we both looked at each other, we're like, what the fuck?
It was a bad cut. And then he said it out loud for me.
Like, he had all these fucking filmmaker terminologies and shit. And I'm like, yes!
Yeah, because the situation is, you're seeing, you know, there's a way in film language to show a transition of time. You know,
that shit was
you
so
cut fun. Away from the people, you know, maybe show the location, show that the sun went down, and show the time.
Let's not
and
talk cut about back. The trap.
And then you cut back, oh, the trap. Lord, I'm ashamed of that movie, The Trap.
Yo, everybody's ashamed, but we had to watch it, though.
I don't even have parts of that production. I'm ashamed of that production. Like, how? Too many people involved. Eric Wright directed The Lottery Ticket. That's a better movie than this. T.I. was in Atlanta. His acting was better in Atlanta than this.
Yeah, that's what
Queen
I'm saying.
Queen Latifah produced way better movies than this. But
she was in Living Single, my nigga.
Queen Latifah's last couple productions, man, it's just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
I literally was like,
I know it's not easy to make a really great movie where everything is on point, especially when it's low budget.
No, but Mike Epps.
Come on.
Mike Epps, and he was in Dream. No, he was in Sparkle.
No, Mike Epps did what Mike Epps do. He was okay.
He was in Sparkle.
I just blame the editor. No. The editor didn't know when to cut. There were some moments where the editor could have cut it out and kept Mike Epps looking like the coolest comedian that he is. But the editor left too many jokes in where it was like, nah, you didn't need that. You could have cut that. You could have cut that. You know?
Oh, sure. See, you guys? Look what I tell you.
But back to Black Girl Magic. We've seen Nobody's Fool, which we really enjoyed. I think we saw that the same day we saw Bohemian Rhapsody, though. But that's not... Yeah.
Yes.
But
No. Yes, it was. Oh, my gosh. So, I am so into biopics. Oh, and then Elton John is having his coming out.
Yeah, Rocket Man. May
31st.
Plan to see that.
Are you?
Yeah, why not?
Can I come?
Sure you could come. I think that was the one you were screaming at me like, oh, you better take me to go see Rocket Man.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I think that was the one you were screaming at me. Okay, so guys, I'm like really into biopics. Like, they're the best.
There's a black biopic out right now that I'm trying to figure out where it is. It's featuring, remember the show 1-on-1? Remember the guy who played Kyler Pratt's boyfriend?
Yes.
He was also in Chocolate City.
He was in Match. Chocolate City. Yeah, Chocolate City. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. House of Wax.
I know.
Yeah, that the light skin.
Yeah, the light skin with the green eyes. Yeah.
So he's in this biopic right now that's about like old school music, about you know people like Cab Calloway, you know Count Basie, you know Duke Ellington. You know, it's a biopic that's...
Is it jazz or something?
Yeah, it's a jazz biopic. Wow. And I don't know the title. I don't know where it's playing. And
shit,
I don't see it nowhere.
Good.
And it's driving me nuts. Because I saw a clip on Instagram and it looked good.
It wasn't janky at all. Maybe it's coming out later on this year?
Probably. I think it's out now. Because I heard them talking about it on the radio, but I didn't get to hear them say the name. So I'm like, what the hell is this? What is movie is this?
Wait, hold on. Let's do this right now. Yeah, so
while you look it up, I'm gonna keep telling people about Black Girl Magic. So also we've seen the movie. What black woman is in Bohemian Rhapsody? Ain't no black woman in Bohemian Rhapsody.
I'm talking about
other Black Girl Magic we've seen.
Oh, Little.
Yes, we did see Little with Regina Hall. You had Issa Rae. And little black girl from Blackish. What's her name again?
I forgot her name.
I literally only came to see the movie because she produced it.
Oh, so Robert Richard. All right, perfect.
Robert Richard from 101 House of Wax.
Okay, so movies, TV shows. Let me see.
I'm trying to. There was another movie we saw featuring.
And he was in Cousin Skeeter.
Cousin Skeeter. It's an OG TV series.
You know how I do, and you know.
I did see Ice Cube's son is that black Bolden? Girl, but
Bolden.
It's called Bolden?
Yes.
Is it out? Is it out right now?
It says Bolden by Okay, so hold on. Yo, this shit looks good. Buddy Bolden.
Buddy Bolden, is that the artist who's playing?
New Orleans cornet player Buddy Bolden, yep. Becomes a key figure in the birth of jazz, influencing countless musicians for decades to come.
Now, is it in theaters right now?
Huh. Let me see, let me see. Oh, shit, it is.
So it is playing in theaters right now.
Oh, yeah, it says today, May 5th.
God damn it.
And it's showing all the locations. Look, Kew Gardens.
Oh, damn, man.
What the fuck is it?
I didn't plan my schedule out properly.
Look, Williamsburg, Cobble damn. Hill.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's still in Brooklyn. Yeah. And then this one, Belmore.
I hope they're still playing it after this week.
Look. They have Monday. Yeah, they have all these things.
Yeah, but I work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
So okay, Thursday. They have it on Thursday,
playing on Thursday, too?
Yes.
All right, pop it. I'm seeing this on Thursday.
Oh, Kew Gardens.
You want to come with me? You going? Thursday?
I don't know.
Didn't you already tell me you see me through? Anyway.
I might.
Anyway, so Little was a pretty good movie, but you can tell it was made by a kid. That was my only thing.
I can explain.
Like, it wasn't directed by a kid. It wasn't written by a kid.
No, but I can.
But it was, there was moments in the movie where I'm like, who is this film for? Is it for adults or is it for kids?
That's what I was going to say. Thank you. I was going to say, I can say that this movie is like an adult kid movie. Like, pretty much there's cursing and stuff, but you can see like the innocence and the kiddiness in the movie, if that makes sense.
I feel like it didn't.
I like the fact that they didn't make her overdo it when she was a young age, but she's still a grown woman, mm-hmm. but trapped in a little girl's body. Like, mm-hmm. she wasn't like doing anything too
adult-wise.
Yeah, like it was just like, you see her, she's like looking a little cute and stuff, but you know what she wanted to do, mm-hmm. but she didn't really portray that
right
in a good sense. But like, that's all I can say. Like, what is good to me?
I found Megan good in the intruder yesterday, and the intruder was pretty okay. Better than freaking
Truder
Meet the Blacks. Deion Taylor scared, man. The movie wasn't scary, but the movie of how bad it was scary. It was Meet the Blacks with Mike Epps and D-Ray and Lil D. What's his name? The one who sang "Living My Best Life." He did it.
Oh, I know. Yeah, Lil Duval.
Lil Duval, and then you got Mike Tyson had a role in there. There was a couple. I think Cat Williams was in there. I did not enjoy that movie at all. I think Deion Taylor, if I'm not mistaken, he used to be a basketball player. He left the NBA and started making movies. Meet the Blacks was one of the first movies. Hated it. Saw Traffic. Traffic was pretty good. It wasn't the greatest, but it was a way better movie than Meet the Blacks.
Oh, gosh.
And the intruder is...
What?
There's rain coming in the car. Yeah. Sorry, y'all. We should be recording in the car today. You know, low budget shit. But, it was a very impressive movie, The Intruder. It's cliche. You know where the story's going to go. If you ever seen, The Crush... You know.
Oh, that is my shit with Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah, you ever seen Misery?
Oh, that's
my shit
too.
You ever seen Fatal Attraction?
Yeah, that's my shit too.
You ever seen Mark Wahlberg? You ever seen the one with Mark Wahlberg and Reese Witherspoon?
No.
What is that one? Is it Fear? I think the movie's called Fear.
No, I never watched that or whatever it is that you saw.
It's basically the same movie as all the other ones I just named, except it's with Mark Wahlberg.
So pretty much it's a psycho thriller.
It is a psycho thriller, and it hit all the right marks. You know, no good deed. You know, the list goes on. It hits all the marks, and it's a pretty good movie.
Did he try to fuck the wife?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I told you it hits all the marks.
It.
Told you it hits the marks. You know, so I was impressed with that movie. It wasn't bad. It wasn't shocking, but, you know.
He was trying to get his swirl on.
They even had some moments where I jumped. Like, oh-ho! Shit, that made me jump. You know, so. And it's number 2 in the theaters right now. So congratulations to them. That they got, you know, they're close enough to the Avengers. They couldn't beat the Avengers, but it's close enough to the Avengers. So shout out to them.
Yeah, like, people almost got their at least black just folks, to get tickets.
At least black folks showed up for that movie, because nobody showed up for El Chiquino, and I still feel bad about
oh,
that.
Oh, gosh, let go of that movie!
I love that movie. It's a good movie. God. It's a good movie.
So annoying with that movie.
But, is that it for all the Black Girls movies we saw this year? I could have sworn, maybe everything is from last year that I'm thinking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, like Acrimony about, like, and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, Acrimony we saw last year. Technically, Nobody's Fool was last year, too. The only little we saw this year with black women? Was that the only black woman movie? Yep, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like we're missing something. I could have sworn, oh, we saw What Men Want.
You saw it.
I didn't see that with you.
Nope.
What?
Blew up your sport.
I saw that twice, and I didn't see that once with you. That's insane. That's insane. I could have sworn I saw that with you.
You were supposed to, but it didn't happen.
I swear I thought I saw that with
no,
you.
No, I didn't.
Who did I see that with? I saw that movie twice.
You saw it in the theater by yourself. I don't know who you saw.
Oh, that was probably saw it by myself, and I was just talking to you the whole goddamn time. I could have sworn I saw it. I know the second time I saw it with Kara, but I could have sworn I saw it with you first. Then what movie? I know I didn't just see Little with you this year. See, that's how Little movies and I've seen theaters, guys, because it's the only one we can think of. After this, it's the movies from last year, like Simple Favor, Ocean's 8. And the one we mentioned previously.
Yeah, like there's not like I don't really watch. I don't need to watch every single shit that I don't want to watch.
But you didn't want to see Aladdin.
Who said I didn't want to see it? I said not every movie. That's why.
I said, but you do want to see Aladdin. I'm asking you the question.
The fuck is that a question?
So all you want to see this year is Aladdin, Lion King.
Is the sky blue?
You want to see Aladdin? You want
is
to,
a
you
pig want... pork? Like, come on. Oh, God. I'm done. Who doesn't want to see Aladdin? I told you, we're rolling deep with that shit. Like, my friends are ready. I actually have to ask them, like, which theater they want to go to. But we're
hurry.
All
yeah, because I'm about to book my ticket. That's this month.
Yo, they are, like, get the fuck out of
here. The next movie
here.
I want to see this month is Detective Pikachu and Aladdin.
I just want to see the, Aladdin and The Lion King.
Lion King don't come up for another month.
Yeah, but it's this year, though.
Yeah, it's this year.
Oh,
anyway, y'all, that was this episode of At the Movies with Colin Mill. I hope I will see you next time at the movies. Until next time, y'all. Later.